Blog Talk Radio.
1, 2, 3, it's that mad ass sucker free gorilla with the get back. Seems you forgot who you fucking with. Pistol rip pump in my lap for this. Manish and brandish your mind. Been damaging these off brands lies since 89. Hard truth to your speaker from the booth, from the beta Southern Cali. Central Valley, steady slumping, thumping, I'm on the mic. P-Dog laying in the cut to strike. Apply pressure with aggression, no stressing, but at the same time contemplating how I could bubble and push my same line. Where murderous intent convince the proletariat to listen. Division, the uprise and the wise eyes open wide. Ride or die, hit a battle cry, united for the fight, get em.
Somebody move, not that I ain't get dirt.
Real spit, real shit, raise fists, keep saying it loud.
Somebody move, not that I ain't get dirt.
Read the truth, never lose, keep it moving steady, doing us proud.
Somebody move, not that I ain't get dirt.
Back from office, if it's coughing in his coffin, getting filled like now.
Somebody move, not that I ain't get dirt.
With their pow pow, chicka pow pow, chicka pow pow pow. Get a bonk on that bow mow, who the realest? Never bow down, fuck they feelings. Buckle up, knuckle up, cousin this. The return of authentic hard truth spit. The Trump killer, Pence killer, Bush killer, cop killer. Pop McConnell back on my Geronimo. Flapping on him, slapping with the sound. Won't apologize, won't understand what you stand for. A compromise. Bitch, what you thought it was? Got me clapping on him, blapping while the salmon clamming up. Fishy niggas with that fishy shit. Suspect identified as any nigga riding on the fence. Now who wanna try? Colonize and get your guns up. Niggas jumping on the first one to coming back to blast on the maggots. Combative, no cap and savage. Been practicing, so the strapper through the damage. Leave him staggering, I'm back again. Rip rod with the zip ties. Nigga beat them old fish and fuck their kids. Beast mode, fuck beast for the baby. Separated by police from their families. Seeking freedom. See, it's the American way. Say it.
Warriors, come out today.
Raise on that base shit, I'm saying. Ain't nobody playing with it. Best admitted, be as cold as an ice raid when niggas
feel. Somebody move, not that I ain't get dirt.
Do the shit, raise fist, keep saying it loud.
Somebody move, not that I ain't get dirt.
Nothing loose, keep it moving steady, doing us proud.
Somebody move, not that I ain't get dirt.
Back from office, it's coughing in his coffin, it feels like hell.
Somebody move, not that I ain't get dirt.
Get that pow, 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 pow,
pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow,
pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow,
pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow,
pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow,
pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow,
pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow,
pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow,
pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow,
pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow,
pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, pow, All I can say, in the name of Allah, the Minister of Merciful, all praise is due to Allah, Lord of the world. We all give honors to our ancestors and all the ones that fought tooth and nail throughout the annals of slavery and throughout the Western Hemisphere and the hells of North America. There's something new happening in the atmosphere, something good and something we need. Well, I can say this and open up as the radical ideology and revolutionary black tradition of us as a people. The sole purpose of a revolutionary is to be a revolutionary in the black African people liberation struggle, to mobilize the masses of our people, deaf, dumb, and blind, towards self-determination. Well, Dr. Khaled Du Muhammad put it like this. A revolutionary is continuously training, conditioning himself to meet, overrun any of all obstacles that gets in his path. He also said, to be this, we are compelled to be a revolutionary vanguard example at all times. On top of this great and divine mission, he must be godly, spiritually, morally, culturally, social, politically, military conscious. And that's what's wrong with us as a people. We are none of them that conscious, especially military conscious, morally conscious. But a revolutionary conduct is militant, respectful, courage to all people, and demand the same in return. A revolutionary is humble, submissive, but hardcore, always engaged in war for the minds and hearts of the black African people while carrying oneself in an organized and orderly fashion. A revolutionary is tolerant, overstanding, willing to release any and arrogant attitudes or superior ideas of oneself. Five, a revolutionary, he is honest in thought, deed, and action, disciplined, willing to sacrifice her, his, law, or personal desire for the greater good of the mission. And to go on into some news that's not good, and welcome to me and to us as a people. The good news I like to go with first. We will deal with the news of Dr. Matula Shakur. Dr. Matula Shakur will be released out of the white man's dungeon and prisons of the hells of North America. All right. Well, you got to understand the reason why they let the brother go. Dr. Matula Shakur is coming home. Today, Dr. Matula Shakur, 72 years old, grandfather and stepfather of Tupac Shakur, healer and elder, was granted parole by the U.S. Parole Commission. The Parole Commission has recognized that his release posed no risk, particularly in light of his medical condition. He's not no threat. He will be released shortly. Matula is one of the thousands of incarcerated Panthers, older people in state and federal custody, who has been repeatedly denied parole for over a decade after completing his minimum sentence. His minimum sentence was 60 years. Now, folks don't know that he was a mastermind of breaking his sister, a solitaire, out of prison in New Jersey. And they got her to Cuba in 1981. She was broke out in 79. He's deeply grateful for the board expression of trust and support and thanks. Everyone who has helped him over the years. We ask that he has space and time to be with family when he is released and to continue receiving medical treatment. We welcome him home with great joy. Black power. See, they don't let you out when you're about to die.
Right.
He has cancer of bone marrow. And that's what's going on. You have 6 months to live. Yeah, they're going to let you go. You did all them years. Yeah, they're going to let you go. Okay? The other news current event tonight on the Black Power Truth Hour is our young general that is wrongfully convicted in the New York prisons. My topic tonight is the seven pillars of revolutionary black nationalism, pan-Africanism, nationality, and black power socialism, and Afrocentric spirituality. War report from behind enemy lines. As the general prime minister, I will not sit back on this with my little brother in this condition, how he was assaulted, like what happened to him. Well, brothers and sisters, on Wednesday, 11/9/22 at 4:40 p.m., Hannibal Justin, 15A0789, was beaten by six correctional officers in his face, body, from the CRT. Means Correctional Emergency Response Team, sustaining broken blood vessels in his right eye, resulting in pain and blood in his urine. Other inmates were beaten as well. I guess they was trying to help and fight in self-defense best what they know how. As they were beaten, they were walked through the facility in their shorts, among other COs. On my visit, I guess his mother or his queen, Hannibal today, I see at least two inmates with black eyes. Hannibal went to medical after seeing blood in his urine. He was seen by a male nurse there who told Hannibal to urinate in a cup on command. When he could not, he was sent back to his cell. Consequently, request for medical attention has been ignored. Blood in Hannibal's urine have resulted, but the pain in the broken blood vessel in his eye, right eye, persists. Hannibal needs to be released from prison. He's wrongfully convicted for a crime he did not commit. Now the call is the governor. Hustle, H-O-C-H-U-L, office at 518-474-8390. Fill out a contact form for the governor at governor.ny.gov/governor-contact, okay? Well, this is crazy. Because I've known the man since he was 9 years old. He had joined the New Black Panther Party when he was 9 years old. When I see and hear such a news like this, it's now wonder that certain sacrifices have to must and got to be made to get this cracker to respect and understand. This, the stage is set for a great revolutionary termination now. Because we remain in a situation and condition of more power and a collective strength and a militant radical tradition of us as a people, while the leading ideology forces in a self-determination of pan-Africanism and black power socialism. It's time for a revolutionary emancipation of this cracker. It's time for a revolutionary emancipation of this beast. The time of talking, the time of words, it's good. It's good because our people need information and inspiration. But without action, it's a waste of time. So it is more important today in 2022, going into 2023. It's time to upgrade the scale. Understand that black people did in the past take military action to fight against slavery. Blacks participated in all type of movements, underground movements, armed slave insurrection. If Gabriel Prosser in 1800s, Delmont Vesey in 1822, Nat Turner 1831, armed struggle with John Brown at Harper's Ferry in 1859. If they can move like that, 1800s, and we today, with all this technology, being the white man's military, some of us got the higher technology or weapons now. You've been there in Iraq and in Afghanistan, What the hell are we waiting for? Look at the glory in the early film, Buck and the Preacher. What did they do? What was their image? Backing the oppressor down, backing the crackers down, killing everything white inside that wasn't right. Taking out the Negro repellent, the rats, the snitches. This is the time. This is the time. Look at the glory age, the glory 1960. The golden age of struggle. But what about the 2020s now? What is the text and the tradition and the history be written by us? We can show up and load. We can show up with our weapons. But now, it's time for the boogeyman teams. Self-determination. The time of the change of the winds. Worldwide storm of revolution. This is now the kickoff time. The high points of struggle. It's white supremacists. A high point of struggle against global supremacy. It's time for a new explosion of struggle. Release of many forces of change. This is especially true in popular revolutionary culture. What are we waiting for? done. Malcolm told us what to do. Dr. Khaled Du Muhammad told us what to do. Huh? We have the long time of 480 years of black experience. For 6,000 years under their goddamn rule. And during the 6,000 years, they killed over 600 million of us. The white supremacists have something for you. Now, I got my hands on the white supremacy handbook. Uh-oh. Whoa, there it is. Y'all ready for this? Number one, never let blacks know what you are thinking. Intentionally mislead them if you must. Number two, always try to figure out what they are thinking, planning, so you can disrupt it or capitalize upon their genius. Three, always appear to be friendly and human stream. Never appear to be aware that you belong to or identify what the race that rules. Four, look for blacks you can use to advance your cause. This is never difficult, as most of them identify with their oppressor. Oh, my God. Five, use religion to gain their confidence. They are a religiously immature people. History, when we endorse their gods, it opens up an opportunity to exploitation. They tend not to think clearly under the influence of religion and have a natural inclination to care about other people more than themselves. Now, this is a cracker talking like this. Six, always remember, no matter what they say or do, to keep your dignity, never forget that you belong to the white race that rules, but never profess this, as it is the part of the politically immature white person to let black people know that they are in charge. Seven, never invite them into your home unless absolutely necessary, but always try to gain entry into their living quarters to ascertain whether they could be trusted. Eight, if you can, during verbal alliteration with their leaders, try to evoke an emotional reaction or use word trickery to confuse them. If you are successful, this will cause the masses to lose faith. You see, this is how they got us tricked. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, the devil, mastery is trickery. You see, deception. You see, delusion. And it's what they've been doing on us. And this is wrong with us. Always try to get them fighting with each other once they start it. It's difficult for them to stop. This is the most important strategy. They have a unique foundness for destroying one another that supersedes all other interests once it begins. 10, if you are able to provide some material support to them or their organization, this is certain to triple the awe and reverse they naturally have for whites in general. You will be able to use them like chess pieces, even against each other, to fulfill your agenda. Have them been using the Huckabee? Have them been using each other against each other when the big coalition of the Revolutionary Collective Power Force or the Black Power Coalition started? Huh? Have they been doing almost a marvelous job, about 45%? Have they been doing a good job? Have they been getting crackers there and going to manipulate them to go against each other? Huh? Last but not least, never reveal the code to them. without knowledge of this code, they would never see us as unified group explorers, but we'll assume we are divided by petty differences like they are. Uh-oh. Rule one, the information strategy. Overwhelm the blacks with insufficient, useless information. They are particularly attracted to conspiracy theory to be sure to mix accurate and inaccurate information together to keep their faith. Don't be too concerned about the threat this poses, as we are the ones in control. And truly, we can alert our tactics as necessary. The fact that they know our strategy means nothing, because they had no idea of the tactics, which can be changed at a second notice on them. Uh-oh, rule number two, the one man, one vote strategy. You see? Black power. This is info of the Black Power Truth Hour, but no other black radio show will give the black masses in the hills of North America.
That's right. That's right. I think, Commander, I would like to jump in there and say a few words.
Yes, sir. Go on.
Okay. I guess it's bittersweet news on Matuli Shakur, but Matuli Shakur, he was one of my mentors while he was locked up in the Knesset institution.
Right.
Yeah, he was my pen pal when I first joined.
Can you clear your phone up? I can't hardly hear you.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Can you hear me now, brother? Let me see.
A little bit. It's just like you're low.
Let me hold on. Just a
second.
Much better. Okay, he was one of my pen pals when I first joined the party. It was, we had to write some of our political prisoners. So I chose the school. And we got real tight even from me that landed to meet some of his people. That, you know, I actually was in real people circle. And one thing Matuli told me, Commander, he said, young blood, that's what he used to call me. He said, you know, all the stuff that we did, so I only hate one thing, young blood. I said, what's that, Matuli? He said, I surrender. He said, young blood, don't you ever surrender. He said, you don't want to be caught up in this hell hole. He said, that's the only thing I ever hate. I don't regret nothing else I did. So I just want to pass that on.
Right.
And so as you write about it, of course, after the war's mercy. Yes, you know, I just had an incident just a few days ago where I think I was tested. And my warrior mind said that I had to really control myself. And I thought about these particular people all night. I mean, but that warrior mindset, one of me, if I knew where they were, I didn't want to get out of them, because I am a warrior for such a damn show. And, you know, we do have a lot of people playing from both sides. You have to watch that thing, man. And, you know, you read on point with this information you passed out. I'd like them to listen to the program again and write that information down. But you got to have that warrior mindset, my ass kicked. And like you said earlier, but talking to you, there's a time and place for anything. We ain't gonna have,
right.
We don't have to be out defense. You know, we always talk about black power for defense. Goddamn, we gonna have some offense. Goddamn, you watch a football team, it ain't just a one-way game. You know what I'm saying? We keep staying on defense. That means people keep trying to score on our ass. Like you said earlier, that book was about scoring on us. Goddamn, where is our place?
Right.
Where is our place? But that's what I'm saying. We got some callers on the line. Any callers want to get in, let's press one on the phone. And we get you in, and let's call a lot of support. So that's what I'm saying. We got to have others that start speaking up, talking up, and we just keep silent. We just taking these ass whippers like it's normal, like we're supposed to get an ass whipper forever.
Right.
I'm just not getting it. I'm not getting it. I really ain't, man. I'm really trying to watch what I say, because I ain't with it. But like you said, pretty man team, baby. That's me.
Yeah. Yeah, your phone's covered with something.
Yeah, they probably they probably need to be, they cut me off all of this, so,
yeah, well, you know, we'll make it through it, but, you know, I just got information trying to get to our people and stuff, and, you know, we got to just make something happen. The older ones of us, we may be the ones sacrificing and stuff, you know? We might be the ones going to exile. We might be the ones might have to die to make a change,
right,
to make a difference.
Right. Yeah, like I was saying, look what Matuli just went through. Years of prison. But it just when he told me, I don't regret none of it, young boy. I only regret one thing. I surrender. He said, aim high and go all the way out. And that means something. That's there. In other words, you don't give up. You don't surrender.
Right.
And that's why I just...
Anybody else? Yeah, you... Callers, call in, want to say, have something to say, they can talk.
Yeah, press one on your phone if you want to get in. You know, if you want to get in, you want to have faith. Just say black power, you can press one on your phone. It don't hurt nothing. Make you listen to me. Yeah, so that's another problem. You know, we're too dark now. We're too silent, you know. I don't know.
We're going to start pumping our radio show big time,
yeah.
You know. Get back real consistent every Tuesday.
Here we are, Commander. So let's like I said, go to Sweden on a hell of a situation. Yeah, that's you know, they get up behind us.
Yeah, deep right there.
Yeah, they abuse us, but at the same time, like there's no repercussions. They can get away with all this because we never sent a message that you can't be there. You know what I'm saying? We never sent a message that a whole mess of people. That you can't beat our brothers, you can't abuse them just because they're locked up. So when they think there's no repercussions, they just said it.
Yeah. The experience I had in Florida one time, and some white officers jumped on some Colombians and Cubans. But they was answered that evening when they got off in the parking lot. Ambulance, air them, they was out there. They tore their ass up, boy. I never get that. I'm talking about not no gun shooting guns. They went at them with machetes. That shit was all on the news, man. 1992. Right?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's got to be repercussion, man. It's got to be, I mean, we just waiting back. I don't know what's wrong with this particular race to be first on the planet, the kings of the world, now we the docile, everybody's got parents, the Hispanics, I mean, they're coming up, they need to be around us, take our property, because we don't, they have enough common sense to see the value of our own community. I mean, it's frustrating sometimes, you know, but we do have a plan as far as, you know, we have to reach our youth and show them all the errors of our ways. It's frustrating sometimes, you know, we don't fight back. We fight each other like the book, like you read. Yeah, they can fight each other. They
right.
Each other. Yeah, yeah, but we don't have to.
They fight each other like in Cleveland, all the killers in Cleveland. They fight each other in Atlanta.
Right.
They fight each other hard, but when it comes to the oppressor, you hear church rap, P.O. cop.
Right, you don't even have, we can't even get our good heartbeat to even think of fighting back. But like I said, I came across a few other things that were the wrong way and followed me out to the car. And I kept, when I got to the car, you know, I said, I bet you won't come closer because they see how many they be. Oh, that ain't the type of what the guy is out. No, you can push me to four more and follow me. So I wish I'd have had a
big
time. I saw a good month. Yeah, you got to watch our backs. Because they actually know who I was already. They just was trying to push my blood to this particular opinion that I'm saying. And they was trying to push my need to have a lot of people sacrifice on a healthy cut. I'll turn it back to you then.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Very right. Very true.
Yeah, once again, we're trying to call you. When the callers online want to get in, press one on the phone to get you right in with us. This is my Power Truth Hour. Commander Najee, hosted from Brother Drew X. Just give you the true facts. You know, we try not to tiptoe through the tidbits. We just tell you how it is, and you know, it's up to you to recognize the year for this brother. A lot of brothers and sisters don't know what they have to do, but a lot of brothers and sisters don't even know what they have to do in certain situations. They don't even know if it's real or not. Never makes up, they just say, once a month.
Yes, sir. Well, anybody come in, want to say anything yet?
They don't lie, but they, I guess, they're not typing.
See, this is our problem.
Thank you, Lost Commander Najee. Let me see if I can get you back on. Hold on a second.
Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Again and again, again and again, give him the victory. Oh,
all right, can we back on? Got Commander Maji back on with us. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Black Power family, and to all new members, new people who want to join the new Black Panther Party, we say to you from our welcome, the welcome letter, on the behalf of the National Central Liberation Committee, we say to you, we welcome you into the strongest and the coldest, the boldest in what America had not seen in 45 years. You that are interested, you have chosen to join a revolutionary Black nationalist, Black Power movement with leaders like General Malik Zubaz and Prince Najee Shaka Abdul Muhammad that was trained by Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, their revolutionary mentor and his two best students today. The course and the choice you have made will lead you into a totally different view of yourself and the Black world as you see it now. The decision you have made will be a life-changing one. It will be the beginning of the greatest opportunity around for you to make a great change for the liberation of your people and the oppressive people of the earth. It will give you the chance to grow physically, mentally, and spiritually in this world's life. The New Black Panther takes pride in being able to offer you a wealth of information and inspiration to assist you in your personal journey and in building a strong Black militia army force to defend the Black nation. We, the New Black Panther, national, regional, and local command base are currently organizing for the benefit of our people in this city and region, nation, and all over the earth. To this end, scientifically and consistently organize to redeem our people and ourselves. We as national, regional, local Panther militia strive for Black unity, Black solidarity with other Black organizations worldwide. And we leave you from there to let you all know, in the passing of Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, divine instructions prior to his passing on numerous occasions, Dr. Khalid Muhammad instructed all his followers to adhere to the leadership and instruction of his chief confidence student, Malik Zulu Shabazz, and his greatest warrior student, Prince Najib Muhammad. We got to go on from there and live and hold the line and maintain this course. Black power and our motto is freedom of death. There is nothing they're gone, brother. It's a good night. I thank you all. You gone, brother.
See you, come on.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was sitting there just trying to think, you know, we got the power line full, but we don't have no conversation back. So, you know, some of the callers, repeat callers that I see online all the time, but if I'm speaking, just listen online because we have people that want to call me and that can't do anything. And they don't want to have something to say.
There are a lot of people online, but they don't want to say nothing.
Yeah, so it's starting to make suspicious when you're online and don't think about it. So, you know,
oh, okay.
Yeah, we prefer you just listen online. I see you to be
towards you. You don't have to worry to take that.
It's time
about my ass.
So, okay, Commander,
we got
much to say. You
anything else for you?
Anything I have else to say?
Yes, sir. I want to end with this to let everybody know. One thing I noticed in both the East and Africa, in every country that was progressive, the women were progressive. In every country that was undeveloped and backward, it was the same degree that the women were undeveloped. And once you see the black woman in America, as long as the black woman is undeveloped, uneducated, that's the same way of a backwards community in a backwards environment called the ghettos in America, and that's how we are. If the woman, 75% of the supreme wisdom, divine instructions, and teachings with the woman, as most honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, and 25% with the man. If the woman is unpure, as the Quran says, then when you find unpure women, you'll find unpure men. When you find pure women, you'll find pure men. If the woman doesn't have knowledge of self, and everybody in the community talks about the in-house, the fighting and stuff, then that's a woman. It says paradise lies of the feet of the woman. But if paradise does not have the knowledge under that feet that was that woman stands on, that means that's a village that's not going to have knowledge will grow up like wild weeds. And I say from there, black power, and thanks for everybody on this show tonight and every Tuesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern time, the Black Power Troop Hour. Don't test that black dial, black power.
Because the lion shall break every chain. again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion. Shall break every chain. Give him victory. Again and again and again.
Freedom time, y'all. Freedom time. Get free.